Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The runway. Shaker. Sibley thing.
Oh, whatever thing.
All right, we'll finish off the blues.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hole Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalor. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
J'adore Vivienne la vie et moi, Gucci, Fendi et Prada, Valentino, Armani, too, Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Side Ride, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Plug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
The Icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Sexy Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Southern Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 at the house. The nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan. See in person. The Icon, James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
And now, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
The legendary.
Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show, honey. Yes, 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 we are here and we are in the building. I want to give a big shout out to all my girls that's on the phone lines. I want to give a big shout out to all my girls that's in the chat room. You do it, honey. I see Miss Nicki Minaj is back in the chat room. She has not been in the building for a long time. I see Nelly's back in the building. I'm going to give y'all a shout-out. I see y'all back in the building. How y'all doing? Give a big shout-out to Lisa, to Legendary Femme Queen Prodigy in the chat room, honey. Who else is up here in my chat room, honey? Let me see who's up in my chat room. Mighty Mouse. I'm going to give a big shout-out to Sexy Sapphire. Father, I want to give a big shout-out to all my guests that's in the chat room. How y'all doing? We are here. We are live, honey, and we are in the motherfucking building. It is February 28th, 2011, honey, and we have approximately this is the last day of Black History Month, honey. And, you know, it's Black History Month, honey, and, you know, power to all my black people, honey, out there in the building, honey. Yes, honey, I got to show my girls some love, honey. But I'm definitely waiting for Rodney to definitely come through. He's definitely going to give us the recap on what happened this weekend at North Carolina, honey, because, you know, they definitely did. Lawrence Ebony definitely did have his bull this weekend in North Carolina. Rodney's going to be coming up to talk about that. Lawrence is definitely going to be on the line and also talking about the ball along with Rodney. And we definitely do have the House of Tsunami ball that happened this weekend in Philadelphia. And hopefully I can definitely get a representative from the House of Tsunami to definitely come up here and, you know, and talk about their ball that happened this weekend and what happened and what should happen and what didn't happen. We could definitely have them come up here. And then I got some hot breaking tea, honey, on another overall mother that has been kicked out of her position. She has not been kicked out of her position and just took it from her. Baby, she has been kicked out the house completely. Another one, honey. And I'm going to definitely spill that tea on that, honey, and shit. Oh, I don't know, honey. I don't know. Somebody hit me up with some tea, and that happened in North Carolina. I don't know. I'm waiting for Rodney and Lawrence to get up here. Rodney is probably on his way from home from work. So as soon as Rodney texts me, We're definitely going to get into all that happened in North Carolina because somebody's asking me, did a girl get maced in North Carolina this weekend? They want to know. They said an icon got maced this weekend in North Carolina. I don't know how true it is, but when Rodney and Lawrence get up here, we will definitely get that. It's a lot going on with these icons and legends this weekend. They said an icon got maced. I don't know how true that is. An icon overall mother got kicked out of her house, Miss Thing, got stripped of her position, Miss Thing. I know that's true. I got that from a good source, Sonny, that is definitely true. I'm definitely going to spill that tea also and say it's going to be a lot going on here tonight, honey. I heard it was a lot. The ball was cute in North Carolina, but a lot of things happened in North Carolina, so Rodney and Lawrence is definitely going to be up here, and they're definitely going to come, and they're going to talk about that. Child, it's going to be a mess tonight, honey. I know a lot of girls have a lot of things that they want to say about the ball in Philadelphia, Miss Thang, and that horse and that motherfucking gerbil in Philadelphia this weekend. That horse and that gerbil, that's all I'm going to say, is the horse and the gerbil is going to learn my name. You want to rubble with the cow high? I put a hex on your whole motherfucking house, bitch. Trust me to believe, honey. At the end of the day, you come for me, and I'm going to come for you. You're going to have to come see me before I got to come see you, bitch. And on that note, I'm going to pay some bills, honey, and I'm going to be right back, honey, because, you know, the show ain't free, honey, North Carolina. And if you want to advertise your ball or yourself or your party or anything you want to advertise, definitely feel free to definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMansRahi@yahoo.com, and I'll tell you how you can have your promo commercial live on Tins of Chops. I'll be back after these commercial breaks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th. 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments at the Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Spec Sideline, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Sam, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
All
see you after the function.
You don't have a warning.
Yes, we are live back from our commercial break, and Rodney just has texted me and said he'll be available in the next 5 to 7 minutes. So we will definitely be having Rodney coming on in the next 5 to 7 minutes to give us the EMI of what happened in the NC, honey. But no to y'all girls in the chat room mistakes, okay? The Jobo is nobody in the House of Prodigy mistake. So stop trying it. I ain't got no beef for man, and man ain't got no motherfucking beef for me. So stop trying to figure it out, is it? Okay? The horse and the Jobo, just know that. I'm talking about that horse. And that Jobo, honey, yes, honey. So figure it out, y'all girls, figure it out. But it was definitely a horse and a Jobo at that function in Philadelphia this weekend, honey. Baby, and it was a vast mistake. But that horse and that Jobo, they go to gag because the game is on, bitch. Y'all want to play with me? And I'm going to play with y'all, bitch. Yes, honey. Baby, nobody, listen, to you girls in the chat room, let me tell you something. To you all girls in the chat room, baby, this has nothing to do with man. So y'all girls in the chat room can stop putting that out there in the state and trying to start something that has nothing to do with anything, okay, girl, baby? So stop trying it, okay? Bitch, y'all girls are really motherfucking trying it. They're feeling it. Hold on, I got a caller. Hold on, let me see what it says, honey. Who is that? 704-224, the line on the air. Recap show. How you doing, Grandma? Hello? Oh, they hung up. I guess they didn't want to speak, honey. I guess they did not want to speak, honey. Bitch, it's a mess. It is too much going on. Honey, I don't know, honey. Oh, mistake, y'all girls in the chat room, mistake. Y'all girls in the chat room, mistake. I'm really gagging at y'all girls in the chat room. Like, y'all is up here, mistake, honey. Bitch, and y'all is trying it up here in the chat room. Honey, I have to light me a cigarette. But maybe I want to tell the girls. Let me tell. Another thing before Rodney get up here and we start recapping the balls and everything. I want to let the girls know, from the new to the old to the iconic, Miss Thang, girl. I want to let everybody know. Please, this is applause to everybody that's out there. I don't care who you are, Miss Thang. I don't give a fuck if you're an icon, a legend, a statement, a star, a no crickety wicket mistake. If you see me on the motherfucking panel, bitch, I'm telling you, please, I will not score anybody. I will just chop it. Once the commentator says, judges, your scores, mistake, bitch, if you girls have not performed for performance or soul face or walk runway to the best of your motherfucking potential, mistake, bitch, I'm going to motherfucking chop you. I don't give a fuck what house you in, Miss Thang. Bitch, I'm letting you know, Miss Thang. I'm so tired of these sorry-ass motherfucking bitches coming out here, Miss Thang, and voguing, Miss Thang. Well, not even voguing, Miss Thang. Not doing anything, Miss Thang, and thinking that they're supposed to get their chance, Miss Thang, whether they're a legend, a statement, a star, or an icon, Miss Thang. Bitch, you better motherfucking vogue. You better walk right away. You better sell face, bitch, because I'm going to hammer you motherfucking girls, bitch. I'm letting you know, bitch. I don't give a fuck who you are, what you did. I don't give a fuck you're a mother of a house. Whatever, bitch. I'm chopping. I don't give a fuck, bitch. A chop is a chop, and that's the way it's going to be, bitch. If you're going to come out here and you're going to walk, bitch, I don't give a fuck. And this goes to all my femme queens that's out there. And all my female figures that's out there, my femme queens, my female figures, my butch queen up in drags, Miss Thang. This goes out to all of y'all, Miss Thang, bitch. All of that just spinning y'all here, Miss Thang, and dipping, Miss Thang, those times are over, bitch. If y'all see me on the motherfucking panel, bitch, I want to see a fucking performance. I want to see all five fucking elements. I want to see hands, duck walk, spins, catwalk. I want to see four performance. I want to see it fucking all, bitch, or I'm fucking chopping you. Because all that just swinging my hair and dipping back and forth, dipping and dipping with a bitch mistake, and y'all getting tens and all of that other shit, that shit stops now, bitch. So if y'all see me on the panel, y'all already know what the fuck to do, bitch, or you know where you're going to be sitting at. Please don't waste your $30 and your effects, because I'm going to have to do what I got to do, bitch, and it's no shade to anybody. Okay, but I'm always, I don't play, honey, I don't, but say, so don't be tiny girls, keep it cute, Myrna. I'm telling you, keep it cute, honey. Y'all girls in the chat room always want to try it, Miss Thing. Why do y'all always want to try it, Miss Thing? Bitch, y'all want to try it, Miss Thing, honey. Y'all going to gag, honey. Because, bitch, I'm going to give y'all just what y'all deserve, honey, girls. So, girls, keep it cute. Honey, y'all girls in the chat room want to try it, Miss Thing. I'm going to give y'all just what y'all deserve to y'all girls in the motherfucking chat room. When y'all hear me say, that's it, Miss Thing, switchboard, when you hear me say, that's it, Miss Thing, that's it, Miss Thing, block that bitch, honey. I don't have time for it tonight, Miss Thing. When I said, I said, honey, because my girlfriend from motherfucking Westchester, Miss Thing, she ain't got time for all of this shit, Miss Thing. My girlfriend is listening to the radio show. She don't got time for all of this shit. She looking for a man from Westchester to pay for her sex change. That's hot. Hold on. Let me take a commercial break and see if Rodney's ready. We got to take a commercial break with the House of La Croix, sweetie.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champa's all right for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Should we finish off the beluga, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly thing?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the beluga.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manila Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Hello. Hello? Rodney, are you there? Hello? Rodney, can y'all hear me in the chat room? Hello? Can everybody hear me in the chat room? Rodney? Okay, y'all hear me now. Okay, hold on. I was on, I had the phone, was on mute. I'm sorry, girls.
Hello, Robbie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I had my house phone on mute, and I had my house phone on mute. Okay, we are here, and we are live, honey, and we're about to give y'all a recap, honey, of North Carolina, honey. What happened in North Carolina this weekend, honey? So what happened in North Carolina this weekend, Robbie? Because somebody asked me about somebody getting laced this weekend. Did somebody get laced this weekend?
At the end of the ball, I was in the front, but when the ball was actually over in the back, I think there's a couple of people that were macing, like the crowd and the people. It's like a lot of innocent bystanders were actually maced. But I do know that I was told, and not confirmed, I was told that Sandy, when they were trying to get out the building, she sprayed so the people would, you know, scatter and, you know, get out the building and keep it going. But I heard that the guy that actually was had hit the Giovanni Khan, the ex Ebony, had maced as well.
Oh, honey, because somebody hit me up and said that Sandy Dior maced Kool Aid in North Carolina. That was the tea that came through.
I don't think from me talking with Selvin, I don't think she maced Selvin on purpose because my house member was maced as well. But Sandy didn't mace, like, in their face type of mace. There was the closest thing to Selvin at that time, into Sandy walking out the door, and they was in a close proximity. So they were, you know, victims of the mace. Not to say that she particularly sprayed Selvin in the face and sprayed Junie.
Okay. So it wasn't directly towards Kool-Aid to the young girl that's sending me the tea. She was just mentioned the area. Honey, where's Lawrence at, honey? I want Lawrence up here, honey.
Okay, let me see.
What'd you say?
I said I'm looking for his number.
Yes, because we're going to have Lawrence come up, and Lawrence is going to tell us all about the ball. While Rodney looks for Lawrence's number, I have a caller, honey. Hold on. 336-509. You're live on the recap show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Lawrence.
What's up?
What's going on, darling?
Nothing much. Just sitting back chilling. Recuperating from the weekend.
Okay. So tell us about the function.
Well, I mean, from the way I feel like it was a nice function, you know what I'm saying? That was my first ball, you know. I was pleased from the, you know, well, except for the ending, you know what I'm saying, as far as the fighting or whatever going. But other than that, like, everything went good. Like, I really didn't have no complaints, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody coming out, you know what I'm saying, and supporting me. You know, I had, you know, Rodney was there, you know, Tony, James Khan, you know what I'm saying. A lot of people came out and supported me, you know, and I'm pleased with that. And a lot of people didn't come out and support me, and I'm pleased with that too. So, you know, it was what it was. At the end of the day, it was a success for me, and hopefully everybody had a good time. I know,
that's right.
I'm just waiting to hear what everybody has to say, you know. I read the comments on Walk for Me Wednesday, and, you know, I understand a lot of people don't like me. You know what I'm saying? But that's fine because, you know, they are my motivation to keep doing what I have to do. So, I don't know, all these comments about my ball being a rent party and all of that, I don't even pay. So, it's like, it's funny to have so, Rodney, your take on the ball?
My take is I'm pretty much on the same page with Lawrence. I enjoy myself. You know, that was his first ball. I think everything was going well. The tables, you know, had little edible arrangements on the tables with some candy and stuff like that. They definitely had cocktails in the building. The food that they were serving in the back, it was like fish and fries and chicken. It was excellent. It was delicious. Tony and James kept asking for chicken and fries and fish and fries because the food was very, very good. Judges panel, you know, pretty much, you know, legends, icons, statements, stuff like a normal ball. Categories running pretty smooth. Everything was going pretty good. Of course, you know, with some chops, people, you know, felt like this person shouldn't have been chopped or this person shouldn't have been chopped, but the judges always have their, you know, that's their opinion. They would put up there to make their opinion at that given moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a few were more controversial than others. And then everything was running smooth until actually like the end of the ball and to the ruckus started in the back. And Lawrence was still up in the front with, you know, with the judges and Selvin, telling Selvin, keep going, you know, keep calling categories, next battle, next battle. And the people, you know, who bought place it was say, no, we're not having no fighting in here. Y'all got to get out. So, you know, I still applaud Lawrence for still trying to continue on with the ball, with the crowd moving to the back, you know, of course, to see fights, to see what's going on. He still was having Selvin to keep the battles going and keep the battles going so he can give out the money for Twist and Vogue Femme.
Vogue Femme.
So, you had the Chanel.
I know that's
70. You had the Cons, Milans, Prodigies, Blonics, Revlons. They were definitely, you know, definitely supporting Lawrence. They were definitely in the building.
Yeah. So if anybody have any questions or comments about the ball in North Carolina, honey, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, honey. We're definitely going to be taking your calls, honey. We're definitely taking calls, although we have a caller. 205-401. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What's good, Kelly? What's good, Rodney? What up, Lawrence?
What's
going on, Neil?
Nothing chilling. I just wanted to congratulate you on your ball, Lawrence. It was a success. It was much better than the Tsunami ball. I can say that. I can say every category that you guys had for cash, y'all gave y'all money out, and it wasn't just a little bit of money. You gave out a lot of money, and they act like they didn't know that. But I had a good time overall, and I really wished I would have stayed in North Carolina instead of going to Philly because that was a flop.
Why do you think the Tsunami Bowl was a flop?
Because it was a flop. First of all,
why?
First of all, I came to support Christina, and she was nowhere there. First of all.
Hold on. Since you mentioned Christina, honey. You know, honey, I ain't gonna be the one to bear bad news, honey. But Christina is no longer a Tsunami, honey. They kicked her out.
Ooh!
Why you gagging, honey? And
Kelly,
Kelly. Yes.
Was this before the ball or after the ball?
This was before the ball. It was confirmed that the girls is walking around and the girls is asking about Christina. I wanted to do a special show, honey, over the weekend, honey, to let the girls know before the function, honey, that she was kicked out, honey, but Christina was kicked out of the House of Tsunami.
Well, because I happened to hear when someone texted me and said they were listening to the other show, and Father of Philadelphia was saying he didn't know why she didn't show up. He was just as surprised as the rest of us. that she wasn't there, but you're saying that they knew already before the ball started. That
well, my T comes, and he was supposed to come up. I texted him earlier today. He was supposed to come up here and give me an exclusive interview and tell me exactly why straight down from the founder and the overall father of the House of Tsunami, Tremaine Tsunami, that Christina was kicked out of the House of Tsunami.
Yeah, they would say
yeah,
that.
I wanted Tremaine to come over here, too, because I had a question for him.
Yeah, it's funny. But y'all go ahead and talk amongst yourself. Let me call Tremaine and see if we can get him up here, because I had texted him, but he never texted me back. Y'all three talk amongst yourself, honey, and I'm going to call Tremaine and see if he's going to come on.
Well, another reason why I'm going to say that the ball was a flop is because they had opened all rooms for $500. They got through with all the categories, and instead of bringing all the winners back who was in dresses and skirts and tutus, they should have went on and brought them back and got it over with and gave away their $500. But instead, they want to move on to all these other categories and then close the ball down.
I do. I definitely agree on that, and that was my question for Tremaine. If you already had all the winners from Schoolboy, Thug, Executive, and Pretty Boy already there in their skirt, why would you move on to other categories when they already feel degraded by being in those things, but you did it because you wanted to be creative and you wanted to walk the ball? Why would you move on to more categories and having people sitting around in skirts for the rest of the ball? That was my – I definitely had an issue with that. So if Kelly gets Tremaine on the phone, maybe he can entertain us with an answer that we might believe.
Yeah, because I don't believe Christina got kicked out before. It was very much after the tsunami bought. She didn't show up.
So, brother, how you feel about seeing the annual card?
You know what? What'd you say, Smart Lawrence?
How you feel about sitting in your skirt?
Oh, hold on. I just got the phone with Tremaine, and he is coming on the line. Please hold on. I'm sending his number over to Switch Trade to get him up here on the line, honey. I was calling the wrong number earlier, honey. I had to find the flyer, honey, and find the right number. I was calling the wrong number earlier, honey. Hold on. I'm getting Tremaine right now. Hold on. Switch Trade, call that number.
Exactly.
Hello.
Welcome to the show of the overall father and the founder of the House of Tsunami, Tremaine Tsunami. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kelly. What's going on? Rodney, I heard you had a question. How you doing?
Neil actually presented the question. He said
okay.
he didn't like how. Well, Neil is on the phone. Neil asked Tremaine the question.
Okay.
I was just wondering. You had got through all the realness categories, and you already had everybody in skirts and tutus and dresses and all that extra bullshit that we don't wear. Why did you move on with the ball when it only took 5 seconds to judge the winners of each category to win the $500 grand prize?
Because what I did was actually, if you looked at the order of categories, what I did was I moved all of the cash categories up so I can give everybody a chance. If I would have went back to that category, I would not have had enough time to give the runway girls a chance to win money or anybody else for that matter. So what I tried to do is...
It only takes 1 second to vote.
Well, but you have to realize something, Neil. At that venue, they would not let us extend it a moment longer. So what I was doing was trying to be fair because there was so many other people there that was there from out of state and things like that to walk the categories. So I felt that it was better for me to give everybody a chance to try to win some money because we were very short on time because people wasn't coming to the ball on time. At 10:45, I had three judges in the building.
Okay, well, one question. So do you think
that... And wait, no, let me just ask you one... Let me answer one thing you said about me giving out my money for a runway, and I beg to differ. All of my money was given out for the categories
runway.
That I called.
Okay.
Yeah, the money was given out for every category that was called. I had my money on hand giving it out. So it wasn't a money issue. It was a time frame issue because people come to the balls. When balls are supposed to start at 8 o'clock, they walk in the door at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So that's why I didn't get to all my categories. But when it came down to give the points to the prodigies, I handed them
$2,000. Oh, I know. I wasn't asking about all the categories. I said none of the other categories but realness.
You but your category, as far as your category was concerned, I had to try to do it as fair as possible. When we got down to the last 15 minutes, if you saw, I walked up to Jack. I said, Jack, do process of elimination on runway because I needed runway to be done, you know, because I wanted to give them a chance because, you know, you had Don Juan and all of them asking me, let's get that done. Jason wanted me to go legendary phase. Kelly wanted me to do another category. So I was trying to get to the money categories to give out the money. Jack had even said that on the mic. Let's try to, you know, Train wants to give out his money. Let's try to move it fast. That's why I didn't go back to your category. I apologize that I didn't get back to that one, but I thought it would be fair enough to try to give everybody a chance to win something.
Okay, so one question. Do you think it
sure.
took a faster time to get with the whole get done with the whole category runway or just 5 seconds to judge on three people?
Let me just explain this part. And in a ball, I have learned you're never going to please everyone. So if I would have went back those 3 minutes, if you saw how you guys were carrying on for realness, the arguing, the pushing, the stop moving, stand still, that would have taken longer than 5 minutes to judge because it took longer than it should have been. It's supposed to be realness. You stand there, get judged. If you're real, you don't have to do all that arguing, and that's what you guys were doing. So it would have taken longer. So then I had to think in my mind, I'm dealing with realness guys that's now they're arguing with each other, pushing each other. The judges is changing votes. I have to be the last judge now to make the decision because the votes was changed. So then I had to be fair about it.
It was 3-3 the whole time. If you ask why,
it really wasn't.
Three,
no,
yes,
no,
it was.
No,
it was
3-3
the whole time.
Neil, hold on, Neil. No, hold on, Neil. Hold on, Neil. Neil, let me tell you something, Neil. I was on the end of the judge's panel. I was looking at the judge. That judge, that, I don't know his name, that was sitting there, that man that was reading with the hat on, he changed his vote and made it 3-3. It was not.
No, he didn't. Rodney was right there behind him.
Neil, I promise you, Neil, I promise you, I swear to you. Yeah. When I walked up, Neil, I promise, as I was coming from the back, Jack looked at me like, come up here. You need to come up here. And I was looking at each one of the judges, and then I saw where the vote went, and then when Jack went at it again, that's when the judge changed their vote. So then when they said Tremaine breaks the tie, I had to give it to Face because he had already won.
The whole time you was like, grab my face, when me and Rodney was like, no, it's 3-3-3 because it was 3-3-3.
It wasn't 3-3-3.
You and Faith had 3, and Father Illuminati had 2.
Right.
The Prodigy on the end had to break the tie between you and Faith. Then when it came back and did it over, that's when that guy changed his vote and made it
3-3-3. Kelly, that's not the case at all because Faith had 3, Neil had 3, and David had 2. But his 9 judges, which guy had not voted yet? So he voted to make it 3-3-3.
But Rodney, when they went back, and I'm not pointing off the judge, but I know for a fact, like we can debate it all we want, but I know. Wait, Rodney, let me just finish, because I want to be clear, because you know I don't want to sit up here. You guys can have whatever opinion you want about how the ball went, but in all actuality, I tried to do as fair as possible, and it's you're never going to be able to please everybody. So let me finish this part. What happened was I saw the judge myself. Without making a big situation, when Jack said, Tremaine, break the tie, I pointed to the person that I knew already that I saw with my own eyes that won. That's exactly what happened. I'm not the only one that saw it. Believe me, it was a few other people, a commentator that was standing on the side, also the commentator that was on the mic, and also myself. We saw the same thing. So I had to go by what was fair. And I understand, Neil, that you're upset because you did come a long way and you wanted me to finish the category. But if you think how long it took you guys to just get judged, that's a realness category. You guys were carrying on, arguing, pushing. It took forever to get through that one category. So why am I going to go back to that category and then everybody else had to sacrifice their money and their time and I could have gotten to that category when I had already given out money for that particular realness category? So I wanted to be fair. I do apologize that I didn't get to it, but future reference. difference when a realness category come up. Let's just stand there. If you real, you real. You don't have to carry on.
Well, Face is my brother, and I know David.
And Face is my brother also.
We did not put our hands on each other.
No, but it was bumping each other. It was bumping each other where Jack had to say, be still. It was bumping into each other. Realness categories, you stand there, you be real. Like, it was a lot of bumping. It was be still. I kept hearing him saying, be still. I was standing right next to the judge's panel. That took longer than it was supposed to. It was $500. It took longer. We've been to balls where it's been thousands. That's only $500. It was a lot of pushing, like bumping into each other and all of those different things. That's why Jack said it goes to the hyper legend phase, because he was jumping up and down and doing that also. So again, I wanted to be fair, Neil, and get everybody a chance to win some money, because my money didn't come from an agency. My money didn't come from craft. My money didn't come from anything. It came from myself and my two other sons, and we put our money together to get this ball done. So I was trying to be fair.
Okay, well,
that's cool. Hold on, Kelly. Neil, you said something.
It's cool. I said it's no problem because I didn't win no way. I was just wondering why you just didn't get through with the realest category.
Right, no, I understand, and I'm not coming at you that way, but I just want to be clear because, you know, I knew people were going to read it. I know that's just how ballroom is, and I understand that, and I don't get into all of that. My things is I come at facts. When I heard and I was listening to the show, I was waiting for Kelly to call me to go on so I could clear whatever anybody has to ask me, and I will answer it. I am a fair individual, and I'm to my heart, if I say I'm going to give something, I'm going to give it. I had no reason to run home. I just opened a brand new business. I'm not hungry for money. So if I could have got to the categories, I would have. If you guys would have came in the door at the time that the ball started, I would have got through every single one of those categories, and the cash would have been given out. So, Kelly, go ahead. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Well, I was just calling my red phone. They said they don't want to hear about realness anymore. They said they want to know what happened with Christina being kicked out.
Okay, Christina was kicked out after this ball. What happened was, Christina has been in the house since 2005. I opened the house in 2004. All I've asked Christina to do is to be a mother and to be honest with herself. I don't like a leader to be fake. I don't like a leader to sit around and, you know, judge other people in other houses. And just because your things is quiet and you hide it properly doesn't make you better than them. If you have kids and you want them to live a certain way, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't do any of these things. So I have a certain expectation of leaders because I'm trying to be a role model to children. And Christina's just not that. For me to have to go and buy her $400 gowns and all the rest of this and she just not show up to things, I'm tired. I had enough of it. Christina needs to be at another place where they accept these things, the fakeness, the lying, the inconsistencies. I just don't want to deal with it anymore. I put a lot of work into Christina, no matter what, if she was an icon or a legend or not. I was her friend. I was her family. I was her business partner and everything, and Christina didn't give me the same respect, so it was time for her to go.
Y'all heard it here, honey. Y'all heard it here.
Did
yeah,
she
I
give you a reason why she did?
Way, bitch. I'll pick some money into somebody to calm, bitch, and then...
Not even that, Kelly. I've been doing it for years. No, Kelly, this is not the first time. You've seen many ball categories that, you know, that people would be like, Christina coming. I would be done, bore her outfits, or I would be done, did certain things, and Christina says she'll show up. And next thing you know, no, Christina, she won't answer her phone. Or Christina's getting surgery, or I've had surge, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And Christina just disappeared. My child, Isis, when she first came out, we had a car accident. You know, it was a mistake. She drove, she fell asleep. It was a mistake. I look up, a lawyer's serving my child with paperwork. I'm like, well, sue me, not my child. Let her grow. Let her get a chance, just like you did. She said her teeth was knocked out when none of her teeth was knocked out. She had drugs in her bag in my car. You know, I've been through a lot with Christina, and everybody judged me because they see her as being this butterfly of the ballroom scene. In all reality, Tremaine has been overall mother, overall father, founder, and everything else, and it's come to a time where it's enough. It's not about the money. It's about the loyalty and the respect for yourself and have it for these kids. You want to judge everybody else? You want to sit around and talk about the rest of these parents, but you just like them. You even worse, because you know what? I respect the person that's a whore and that's good at it. I respect the preacher that's good at it. I expect you to do what you're supposed to do and be good at it. Don't hide behind anything. Because then you're a liar, a thief, and a conniver, and I can't do it. So, Christina, it is time for her to move on. So, yes, she's officially Christina 007. And I know she don't need a name to make her. However, but this was more than a house because I don't see Ballroom as first. My family comes first. But now this is a family tie that need to be cut. In real families, you cut people off when they disrespect you and treat you like trash. So she's done that. Now I have to treat her the same way she treat me and my children.
Okay. And so that person in the chat room, y'all gonna know who it is that keeps trying my call. That's it, honey. That's it, honey. I keep telling y'all girls to stop trying it, honey. That's it, honey. Hold on, we have a caller. 646-842. You're on the air. 646-842. You're on the air. Hello. 646-842, you're live on the air. I don't know what's going on, honey. That was Miss Pussy, honey. Her and Nicole supposedly battling for legendary realness.
And wait, Kelly, let me say one thing, because I'm looking in the chat room, and it says, yeah, femme queens better not mess with the butch queens and put all your business on the street. Let me explain what happened here. For the last few years that I've been doing this, I have been the background person. I do not walk balls because I don't choose to. I don't do these things. I do this for these children because I'm already set business-wise. When I grew up in certain times, we didn't need ballrooms to make us, you know, to give us that confidence and all the rest of these things that these kids need today. So as things went on, when a collection ball happened, Christina destroyed us. She lit us up like we weren't there for her, like we didn't do anything. Kelly, you was pushing everybody away. We were standing right next to her when it happened. But Christina rose against many people and touched them and do different things. When I was on the radio with you, Kelly, on Susan's show, me and you were having an adult conversation. Christina became a 007 because I wasn't screaming and hollering. Like, I'm like, Kelly didn't scream at me, so why am I screaming at Kelly? She came at me as a mother, as an adult, and I came at her as she was a mother and an adult, and she treated me the same as I treated her. So then next thing you know, Christina became a 007, and then she started reading my children and me to other people. So it's like, if I keep constantly going through this, Tremaine has been quiet for years. Why is it okay for me, for her to do it, and then when it's time for me to do it, it's like I'm reading her? No, I'm telling the truth. It's time for the truth to be told. Miss Christina has always been doing these things, and I have protected her for a very long time, but my kids come foremost before anything in this ballroom, and she does not appreciate that, and she does not value my friendship with her, so it's not reading her. It's telling what the truth is, because when she gets a chance, she has destroyed us as much as she possibly can. And the people that know me, legends and icons in this ballroom scene, they know what she has done. So it's not that I'm reading her. I'm just telling what the truth is. I'm tired of lies. Christina needs to own up to who she really is.
Okay, I got a question. This came up. You want to take
sure.
This from Yahoo, Tremaine?
I don't care.
Okay, I got a question that came up from Yahoo. The girl said, if the girl showed up late to the ball and you knew you only had a certain amount of time, why still have grand march when nobody knew any of the children that came out?
Because why I do that is because my house, once again, let me explain. My house is not really set as a house like we are prioritizing in ballroom. I have said on documentaries when I did it. I said it when my daughter came out on America's Next Top Model. I said it then, and I will say it again. My foremost reason of creating this house I created was to build a family, to take something negative and turn it into positive. When I saw the ballroom scene, I saw a whole bunch of negativity. I saw a whole bunch of drugs. I saw a whole bunch of crafting, and I seen individuals that could not be placed in a family because they couldn't provide certain things. So I said, in layman's terms, I take an ugly duckling and turn them into swans. And that's why I had my grandmas, so then they can have their spotlight. So because I don't have girlfriends in the ballroom scene, and I don't sit and be friends with people so I can get votes, so my kids can get votes, so they go through all that dramaticness, they go through getting shot for no reason, or they get set, you know, when they have this talent. So this was their time to shine. So this was their ball, and I was going to have grand march. I cannot help when I tell a person that a ball is going to start at 8 o'clock and they walk in the door at 10:30, 10:45, or 11 o'clock. It's not my problem. The purpose of me giving up my money was for my kids, not the ballroom scene.
The next question that came over, the girl said people was there at the ball at 8:30. They said it was nobody in the venue but the tsunamis practicing grand march.
when they came in at 8:30, and they're 100% correct. That's not a lie. It was a few people, and by 8:30, not a lot of people. I had by 10:45, I had three judges. By 11 o'clock, then that's when everybody started coming in. But again, that's not my fault. I can't control, you know, what time everybody get there. All you can keep saying is, please get there on time, please get there on time, please get there on time. I would have loved for the ball to start on time so I can give out all the money. I would have loved that, Kelly. My very first ball, like, you know, I wanted my kids to be able to shine, you know, to have fun, and even the ballroom seemed to get, you know, all their money, because I know it takes a lot to walk a category. I know that, and I wanted to be fair about it. People walked in the door well after 10:30, so I couldn't, that I can't control. And it's so hard to get a different venue because there's so much fighting, there's so much mason, there's so much stealing, there's so much all of the. It's hard to get a venue.
It sure is, honey. It sure the fuck is, honey. Baby, it's a mess out here for venues, honey. It's a mess, honey.
So I do apologize sincerely. I do apologize sincerely that we didn't get to all the categories, but I can't take the full responsibility, because if we as individuals in this community just take responsibility for ourselves and we know that we want to walk these categories and we get our house leaderships, we get our houses there and our kids on time, then we can start balls on time. Because honestly, Jack was there since early afternoon, you know? So it's not like we could, but there was no one in the building to start with.
Sure was early, because we was ready and dressed.
I know. Jack called me early.
We was ready and dressed at 7 o'clock, honey, and baby, was nobody there.
And even before that, Kelly, even before I got to Philly, Jack called me and said, I'm already in Philly. So it wasn't that you guys wasn't there. And Rock called me and asked me what time was we started, so it wasn't that you guys wasn't there, but then I didn't have anybody in the building. So then they would have read me because I started the ball on time, and then they would have said, you know what, he wasn't trying to give out his money, that's why he started the ball. So I can't win for losing. I just tried to be as fair as possible when we got to the time crunch, you know, to try to give out as much money as I possibly could. That's why I started moving the money categories up. Kelly, you asked me to move a category up that wasn't money, and I did it because it was an out-of-state person that came really far, but other than that, I've just moved money categories up. If you guys look at all of the categories that was moved up was cash categories, because I wanted to give the money out. I practically begged Jack to start doing process of elimination so we can give out the cash. I wasn't trying to run from it. I was trying to give out the cash.
He sure was. He was definitely trying to give out his cash, honey. He had definitely trying to give out his cash, honey. But, you know, you can't help it when the girls don't shovel all the time, honey. I got another IM that came across my screen. The girls want to talk about that horrible legendary performance that happened on Saturday at the Tsunami Ball, Miss Thing. I don't know what y'all girls talking about. I'm not going to start. I'm just reading what the girl said.
Okay, and you know what? Let me speak about that, Kelly, one second. And, you know, what I think, again, is not fair, and that's why I was trying to calm you down as much as possible, Kelly, when it was getting out of here and when you felt that it wasn't that it was unfair. Because what happens is, when you said you didn't see whoever was voguing, you know, they saw what happened. You didn't want to give your vote. I went over to the commentators and said, no, they have to vote again. Kelly's a legend, not even just because she's a legend, she's a judge. She says she didn't see it. I'm not giving out cash just for free. They need to vote again. The other person didn't come back, and that's how the last female figure got to stay. The femme queen got to stay because the other one didn't come back. But I was going to make them vote again because I wanted to be as fair as possible. I can't make judges go the way that I would want them to. You know, I can only be as fair and say, you know what, a judge is saying they didn't see it. You wasn't voguing. Now, all I can say as the person throwing the ball, bring them back. And that's exactly what I did, but the person didn't want to come back.
Yes. I want to let you girls know, Miss Thang, I have no opinion on anything that happened at the ball this weekend, Miss Thang, because, you know, I have an opinion about something, Miss Thang. Y'all girls get mad, Miss Thang, and y'all want to start reading the things, Miss Thang, because, you know, my daughter was walking. I'm only reading the IMs that is coming across my screen, Miss Thang. They want to know how did the judges let Sexy Lexi went over Laomi when she dipped on the floor and got stuck in her dip and could not get out.
I can't answer that. You know, with the judges, too, and just so everybody will know, I tried to be – that was another thing where – my two kids, Mike and Sin, the fathers, they tried to do this ball and be as fair as possible, like try to get as much representation from each one of the houses because we was doing the house with the most trophies. So that's what they did, you know, and you can't help who they choose. So all I could try to do at that point when I saw that you were upset with it is bring them back and make them vote.
I'm
going to
give a big shout-out to the House Apology for definitely winning that $2,000 in this thing with the house that was doing this thing. But I definitely have to give a big shout out to my children, to my seven children that came down to Philly in this thing, and it was only seven of them in this thing, and they came down to Philadelphia, and they did not play. We came in the second place to the Prodigies, Miss Thang, honey. We came in second place to the Milans, Miss Thang. I'm tired of losing my 1 point to the Milans and the Prodigies, okay? So, Rodney and Mary, y'all got to be ready because I'm coming this weekend, honey. I'm not losing my 1 point again this weekend, honey. But I just got to give a big shout-out to my seven kids that came down there, and we only lost by 1 point. But it was only seven of us, and we decided to go down there with those seven. This Friday night at the house meeting, Sin came and brought the tickets, and we decided to go down there with that seven and go play for that money, and we went down there, and we tried to play. We came in second place. Big shout-out to all my kids that was down there. Big shout-out to the Prodigies, honey. What, honey?
Tremaine.
Yes.
I just got a question over on the
sure.
text, because I don't know about X Plus the Ball. Who did you
sure.
have slated, or who did you have on the flyer for the commentators for that night?
The commentators for the evening originally was Jay, Jack, and Selvin.
Okay, because that
originally.
I didn't know. So since you said it, they wanted to know what happened with Selvin not commentating at the ball.
That's something between me and my brother that we will discuss, and I'm not going to discuss that with anybody until I discuss it with him.
Okay, fair enough. No, it's no problem.
I just don't, Rodney, and you can answer back the text.
Yeah, no.
I don't do faggotry. I don't do reading. My people that I call family is important to me, and friends are important to me. I'm not gonna get. It takes a lot to put somebody on black. The Christina thing is a build up, and it's the destruction of my kids and herself. So I'm not gonna have that conversation with anyone until me and my brother sit down and have our own conversation, and then if we decide that we want to get it public, that's between us, but I'm not doing it now.
Right. Well, you know, I understand that. You know,
no, of course I know. Of course I know.
Yes, honey, yeah.
Question answered.
Anybody that's on the phone lines, Tremaine is still here. Lawrence is still on the phone line. If you have any questions or comments about the function, feel free to definitely press 1. We are definitely here, and we are in the building, honey. So, you know,
okay.
Get it popping, honey. I know it's good out there. Hold on. I have a caller. 917-652. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing?
How you doing, Kelly? What's going on, Rodney? What's up, Tremaine? This is legendary Jason Prodigy.
Hey, Jason. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Jason.
How's everybody doing? I just wanted to also just come online and give a shout-out to the House of Prodigy for winning House of the Most Points. Also, give a congratulations to the House of Tsunami for having a ball here in Philadelphia. I know that y'all had y'all trials and tribulations with the ball, but Tremaine, I can't honestly say that you were doing the best that you could to try to make sure the ball ran smoothly and gave out all your cash. I also wanted to kind of make a comment because I had a lot of problems with some of the things that out-of-town people were saying about Philadelphia in regards to the last couple balls that we had here. A lot of people were saying that Philadelphia is for Philadelphia and the judges only pick, they only cater to Philadelphia and Philly is for Philly. I just think that's nonsense because I know that for a fact that all non-judges that were sitting up there represented different demographics throughout ballroom. So I wish people would stop always screaming and yelling that when they come to Philadelphia, oh, I'm never coming to Philly again because Philly is set up, Philly be shade, Philly be this. I mean, I've been to balls in Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, North Carolina, Baltimore, D.C. I mean, every outcome of every ball is always going to be the and when it comes to certain judges. But at the end of the day, I know for a fact that the Tsunami Ball panel was well diverse as far as where the judges were from, so they could stop screaming that Philadelphia is for Philadelphia.
But it was a diverse panel, but you still had that horse and that gerbil up there that was trying it all night long.
Well, the horse was on the side. The gerbil was still on the panel, and the horse was on the sideline. So
I'm not touching that one. But, Kelly, let me respond to some of your chat room, and I think it was Susan that actually said it. Susan, the difference between Selvin and Christina is because Selvin and I have been through a lot of personal things together, and he still respects me as an individual and treats me with the utmost respect like I do him. The difference with Christina is she doesn't respect me, nor herself, or my children, or my family for that matter. So that's a big difference. That's why we'll discuss our personal issues as I did with Christina's. Ed, I'm sorry, Kelly.
Oh, no, baby, go ahead. If they call me, honey, we'll reply, honey. Because, you know, when people really, well, people say stuff in the chat room and they say stuff on IM, everybody be thinking it's me that's saying it. So I'm glad it's other people that's in the chat room that can see these things that's going on. Because when I repeat things or say things, they be thinking it's coming out of my mouth, but it's not coming out of my mouth. Hold on. Hold on. We got Susan on the line now. Susan, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Good evening, Susan. How are you?
Hey,
I'm not one.
Susan, before you get started, I've answered the questions that I'm going to answer with regards to Christina. And if you want to have a private conversation with me, you have my number so we could discuss it further on what your opinion is.
But you blew the girl up her whole life out here.
Okay, I mean, that's definitely, and that's not her whole life. I mean, again, you don't know her personally, and you don't know what I've been through, just like I don't know what goes on in Mizrahi. So what happens is when people get on the phone, that's the same thing. Hold on, Susan, because that's the same thing you did with the collections ball. You went automatically on a situation, and then you called me back later and apologized for it. So what I'm saying is when people don't know the whole story, the best thing is for us to find out. Go ahead, what did you say?
You, I don't remember apologizing to you. I remember.
Oh, well, you
back.
Did. Well, you did because it was a different situation than what happened. But again, that's neither here nor there. But what I'm saying is, before, like, if you really want to know the facts, the full story, so then you won't judge if I'm right or wrong. Like, you can call me and I'll tell you.
The only problem I have with you is for you blowing it up here. Now you want privacy and you want discretion, but you didn't use discretion.
No, I don't want privacy or discretion. I didn't ask for that. I'm saying if you want, Susan, because you're wrong, because you said I want privacy or discretion. I'm not saying that. I said if you want additional information from what I already have given, then you can have a private conversation with me.
I didn't ask for any information because I really don't give a fuck about the information. What I'm saying to you is...
And that's fine. That's definitely fine, and it's your opinion. So, I'm an adult, and you're an adult, and I don't have to use profanity, so...
But I use profanity on a regular. I'm not even going to...
Yeah, I see.
Okay, and it's no strong language or strong emotions. Anyway, like I said, if she was punished in the court of law, she would be sentenced. You sentence her. You put her out. Why double punish her and give
because
her?
Because Susan, I've been punished. I've been sentenced. I've been crucified. My kids have been done the same way throughout this time of my. And it's a few people on the phone right now, actually, that knows more than you with regards to the situation. I've been through a lot with this young lady. I've been through a lot, and it's okay because the saddest that I'm trying to answer your question, Susan.
It's okay
because legend or icon, you know, that then I'm not supposed to do what she has done to everybody else. I've tried to protect her for years, but fair is fair. Susan, fair is fair. I've been as fair as possible. I've been quiet for years. I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of time. I put a lot of effort into Christina and also my house, like, and my family. So it's just fair is fair. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said that was your choice to put all that money into her.
It was my choice, and it was also my choice to let Christina go at this point. But then you and I are having this conversation, so I have to explain myself. So I want to make sure that we are clear on that.
I asked you to explain yourself about Christina. I asked you to explain yourself about why you're reading her on this show. I don't give a fuck.
And I'm not. And again, I'm not reading her. I answered the question that Kelly asked, and I answered it, and that was it. That's not a read.
You read her, but, and I thank you.
Okay,
you
and that's your opinion. You have a great night, Susan.
Thank
you. Oh, Kelly.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say
here.
Something, because, can you hear me? I also wanted to say something so that this situation doesn't get escalated, because a lot of prodigies and different people in Philadelphia are feeling some type of way about that whole legendary film queen performance category. So I'm going to say this, that, you know, Alexis being an old girl, Naomi being a new girl, Mercedes being an old girl, Angel being an old girl, all four women, you know what I'm saying, went out there and represented the category in its best taste. and people might be upset about who won, and, you know, this week they upset because Laomi won, this week they upset because Mercedes won, et cetera, et cetera. Those four talented women will be on the floor again. So instead of y'all just making all these smart comments and saying all this negative stuff, just they'll bail again. They're all legends. They're all, they all excel at their category, and don't meet each other again on the floor rather than having all this nonsense that's being, you know what I'm saying, displayed back and forth amongst with Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, because people have been making a whole bunch of unnecessary comments. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, that's good. They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about it no more, honey, because my daughter's not working Legends Day performance anymore. She's not voguing anymore, honey.
Oh.
So they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about it at all. We decided after this weekend, honey, she will not be working performance anymore, honey. So those girls can have it, Miss Day, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I just wanna let the girls know, Miss Thing, to all these legendary girls and these new girls, I said it in the beginning of the show, Miss Thing, and especially for the legendary girls, Miss Thing. When y'all girls come out here just because y'all legendary, Miss Thing, I know what y'all used to do, Miss Thing, and if y'all cannot continue to do it because y'all have too much body, too much surge, please do not come out on the floor, Miss Thing, because I don't care if you're a legend or icon, Miss Thing. Baby, I know what you could do, Miss Thing, and if you don't give me that, I'm going to chop you. So girls, be ready. It's 4 weeks of balls coming out, Miss Thing, and all over the state, all over the country, it's 4 weeks of balls coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on the panel at every ball this weekend. So, baby, girls, bring your A-game for everybody. Legends, statements, stars, icons, bring your A-games, bitch. Because everybody is worthy of a chop, just like everybody is worthy of a 10. Okay. Do I have any other callers out here that have any questions or comments? I have Lawrence on the phone. I have Tremaine on the phone. I have Jason on the phone. And my co-host, Rodney Milan, is here on the phone. If y'all got any questions or comments, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, honey. And we are here in the building. We got 27 minutes left, honey. Girls, let's get it popping. And say, you know what kills me, Rodney? It kills me that so many people have so much to say after the ball is over. And they say, oh, I'm going to call in the show and I'm going to read down. But then when the show comes, nobody calls in and nobody reads down. Bitches, please stop coming up to me with that motherfucking phony shit, bitch, and patronizing me, and, bitch, like you puppying me that you're going to call into the show because y'all bitches don't call into the show, honey. Hold on. I got another caller from Atlanta, Georgia. 404-254. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly? This Booty. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, Booty. How you doing, Booty?
What's going on? All right. I was just calling in. You know, we had a ball here in Atlanta as well this weekend. Andre, along with the Alliance team, they threw a free ball. And it was a very nice turnout. You know, I just want to give big ups to Andre and the Alliance Mean, and congratulations to the House of Milan. They won the grand prize, the house with the most points. And, you know, we just had a good time here Sunday. It was a nice ball, and big ups to Andre and the Alliance. That's it. And congratulations once again to the House of Milan for winning the grand prize, house with the most points. Very fair ball.
And North Carolina, I mean, Atlanta?
Yeah, we had a ball here in Atlanta. The Alliance and
Y'all snatch it all over the place, Rodney. Somebody got to stop them. They're doing a lot of winning, honey. Working out, Milan. Y'all all over the place, honey.
That's all I want to say. You can put me back on hold, Kelly.
Hey, thank you. Okay, I'm trying to have Switch Trade clear up this line because it says the icon Tony Revlon is trying to call in. He has to call in. So Tony called in. Switch Trade said he cleared up the line, so you could definitely call in, honey. Tony's trying to get up here on the phone lines, so maybe we'll get Tony up here on the line and see what Tony has to say about everything that happened that's been going on and things, honey.
Can y'all hear me?
So,
yeah, we can
hear you.
I have a question. I also wanted to say something on aside from the ballroom, everybody needs to make sure they go to www.steveharvey.com. Continue to vote for Icon Jamal Milan. He's one of the three finalists for Steve Harvey's Rising Star Challenge, so you can go and vote for his song, My Angel, at www.steveharvey.com. It'll send you all the links and stuff that you need to, you know, register to make sure that we get them. Make sure that we vote for them. I wanted to add that in there.
Ernie. Hold on. I don't know, Tony and Corlin, hold on. Let me call have switchboard call Tony and get Tony on the line. Hold on. Get his number on my phone and put it over the switchboard so we can get Tony up here on the phone line, Sonny. Hold on. Try to get Tony up here on the line. I don't know what's going on, honey, but maybe it's only a call in, honey. I was trying to get him up on the line, but I don't know, honey. Oh, he's calling from 803 number. Okay, hold on. We have another caller, and they said Tony's calling from 803 number. Hold on. We have another caller. 267-407. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
I'm all right. Hello, everybody. Anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out. This is Swiss Beach.
Hi.
Hello.
Question or comment?
Comment. I want to just give a shout out to Sexy Lexi. I think she did her thing, and I think she deserved to win. As far as Naomi not walking, I think she should have been stopped if she did the little TV show or whatever. And that's pretty much it. I just, like I said, I think Sexy Lexi deserved to win.
Thank you.
All right.
Lawrence.
Okay,
Lawrence,
do I have any other callers? Do I have any questions or comments? Feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely take your call. But hold on, y'all. Don't go no place. I got to pay some bills with the legendary icon, James Carnes, commercial.
The icon, James Carnes, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Sexy Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time, table $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250, host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Carnes at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Carnes at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Carnes, see in person. The Icon James Carnes presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Yes, we are live. That's for there on the recap show, honey. Big time commercial, honey. Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. I'll be there. Caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller. Private caller? Hello? Okay, I guess the private caller hung up. Ronnie and y'all still there?
Yeah,
we're
here.
Okay. Well, we're going to wait, honey. Maybe the girls have some questions and comments, honey. Maybe. I can't wait to see the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Card, and the legendary overall godmother, Chrissy Mizrahi, battle this weekend in Chicago for legendary Tim Three Wellness, honey. I hear it's supposed to be a hot battle. The girls have been on the phone live and going crazy this weekend and having a slight little reading session this weekend for Realness, honey. Also, we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller? Private caller. Yes,
hello?
You're live on the air. Yes,
hi.
You're live.
I just want to make one statement real fast.
Go ahead, baby.
I'm here to tell all you bitches that I'm coming through to Philly and I'm shutting it down immediately.
And who is this?
This is the infamous, notorious, devious La Qua Qua.
La Qua Qua?
Yes, honey.
And what is that?
It's me, baby. Don't hate. Just appreciate it.
Hey, I don't understand,
and
honey.
Glory.
It's only the house of La Qua, sweetie, honey. Not the La Qua Qua.
No.
What category are you shutting down, baby girl?
Everyone.
What are you coming to shut it down for, baby girl?
I'm coming next week, bitch. Look out. And that's all
what?
I have to say. Goodbye.
What are you coming for? I don't know what the fuck she's coming for. I don't know what she's coming for. Look out.
I ain't seen a kid thinking about that bullshit.
Baby, I don't know what the fuck we got to look out for, honey. I want to know, honey. You know what? I want to know, is she on the air? She's still online, honey. I want to know her opinion on everything that happened tonight because she is so pro femme queen and no female figure. So I want to hear her opinion on everything that happened tonight, that's going on tonight, honey. So hold on, let me give her a slight intro. Don't hang up, girl, because you know I'll call you back.
Missing. I told you I was not feeling well. I'd rather just have listen. Hi, Rodney. Hi, everybody on the phone line. How are you guys?
How's everything?
You are so femme queen, and you know, so I want to hear your way, how you feel about everything.
I mean, of course, you know, see, don't ask me questions because I got to be. Of course, in the beginning, I was very, very upset that someone can say that they can put Christina out. You know, I was very upset for the lack of respect. I was very upset about a lot of things. Now, I'm also a fair, honest, and true person. After hearing what Tremaine said, I understand that. Do I like that Tremaine embarrassed or said that about my sister on the public line? Absolutely not. I don't think that because I think all of the leaders do that. And if I come up here and put everybody business out, we all would be fighting and we all would know that we have no business in a room together and a lot of people should be going to rehab and a lot of people should be going to the doctor. So I don't think that that was appropriate to say about Christina because that's Christina, me, and everybody else. Everybody's always pointing fingers, but everybody don't understand that we are all minorities. We are all in the same boat, and we are all trying to make it. So that can kick rocks. Miss Laomi, I live for Lele, period, as a person. Me and Alexis are sisters. There we go back. And I heard, I'm going to be honest with what I said, they said, Laomi, Alexis won over Laomi. I said, well, I need to get on YouTube because I need to know what the fuck did she do to win over Laomi. Why? Because Alexis was the performance diva then. She had gained so much weight, I didn't even think that, you know, like it can go down like that. And it's just my opinion. So I got on YouTube. And when Miss Alexis brought it from the back, bitch, and she brought it up the front, I understood why. When that big bitch took it and did that boom, 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 and laid out like that after 10 years later, I understand why. Give her her dance. Miss Laomi is the performance diva. She's winning. She's on TVs and everything. And I speak to her, and I told her she should stop because she is that already. But Miss Alexis coming back to do what she had to do, bitch, and she did what she did. She could have gotten that. And, you know, I hadn't watched it yet because I called Laomi. I wanted to know what happened. What happened? But when I watched it, I saw it. I said, okay. I could understand that. It wasn't like that she came up there and she just did nothing. Miss Thing brought it from the back. Go to YouTube. Y'all watch it. And it was classic femme queen performance. And then for her to look at Laomi, and she did in the beginning, and she looked at her, and Laomi was doing her stunt, how she got boom, 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 and pow. Whether she got out of it, bitch, the fact that she could move that fast to do it was amazing to me. So that is just sickening, and that's over. I don't really have anything else to say other than about them femme queens. Oh, And about your girlfriend, there is no battle.
Oh,
well,
no.
She just said she sent me a message. She said she don't want to see you in Chicago. She said she wants to see you in Miami and South Beach.
No, baby. It's not about seeing me in your territory, a territory. We will see each other when we see each other. All that yelling and screaming for everybody on this world, the overall godmother is reading me down. I'm letting all of you know, for me, it's just a ballroom rivalry. I think Pussy is very real for her streetness, but as far as me standing next in ballroom realness, lift up your chin, turn your back, let me see it, I don't see it. That's not a read. I'm not disrespecting her. But if we want to keep this ballroom, I will come. I will see one of me last. I will call her out the proper way because I have to call her. And I will serve her. And then next time she can do the same.
And this is who?
Okay.
This is for who? Nicole and who, Kelly?
Monique Mizrahi, overall godmother.
Okay. You're a pussy.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-chia.
Oh! Ch-ch-chia! I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. Oh, my God. I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. You're in the match mistake. Stay right there. Hold on. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling back to clarify a few things. LaCroix is not my house. That's my name. First off, and let me tell all
your name is
LaQuaqua. Yes, sweetheart.
That sounds like talking about an animal or something. But go
ahead. It does, because I'm fierce, bitch. And let me tell all you ladies something. D.C.,
Hold on, because it's not all you ladies on this line, honey. Respect my guests and my co-hosts.
What you say, sweetheart?
Mister, you too many sweetheart and then everything with that lickery voice. I'm not looking to hear that. Where's the other one?
I said
don't
respect
worry
my guests and my co-hosts. It's not only ladies on this line.
Oh, God.
So go ahead.
I'm coming for realness and performance, so beware and watch the fuck out. Watch today.
You were so stoned. You were stoned in that house, Kiki, and you're like, fuck that. Let me go on the radio and just keep carrying. Because when we hear La Qua Qua Qua, we'll know it's you.
All right, bitch. You playing with me. Now I'm coming for that ass. Have my pins across the board. How about you, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Who is
it?
She's someone that's getting her L-I-F-E because she's the only one that bold to get on the phone and say anything.
I am bold, bitch. Bold and beautiful like the soap opera. Watch your back.
Oh, the bold and beautiful. I watch One Life to Live.
No, bold bitches don't come from private numbers.
But, bitch, you only got one life to live, and you ain't living it right because you ain't fabulous enough.
Ooh.
It's going down. Okay, Shelly? It's going down. Don't say all shit, bitch. Say all bitch. Because
oh,
that's
shit.
Where I am. The baddest bitch. My ass. And that's all I have to say.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can't say nothing.
Hello?
Baby, anybody else is on the phone line, and you have anything else to say, feel free to press 1, honey. Hold on, Pussy, 646-842, you're live on the air on the recap show. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, Miss Monique, you're live on the air.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to Chicago for what? I won over her at Paris Ball. The bitch is crazy. I mean, she's still talking about me winning over her, but she feels she's realer than me. I don't know why she think that. I mean, she forgot. She just became a femme queen how long ago? And, I mean, I think she's just going crazy. I have no time. Like I said, you want to see me for realness, girl? Put a two-piece on since you said you got a small waistline. And I put a one-piece on since I am a fat bitch. And we can take it to Collins Avenue, and we'll see who get a boot thrown at them first, girl. I bet it's you. It won't be me, sweetheart. Nicole, you can never be realer than me. Never. I don't know. Girl, you became a con, and now you think you fab, girl?
girl, please, girl, girl, you 7 foot tall, wear size 14 foot, bitch. You could never be realer than me, girl. And you got chia. If I did grow a beard, bitch, I still look more cut than you, bitch. Look in the mirror, bitch. You look like JJ from Good Times, girl. So keep it cute, Nicole. For real, you're not real. You're not real. You will never be real. You never once did this. You never. Even James didn't see you. James didn't see you, girl. James didn't see you. You think James got on fucking on the radio today said you wasn't even a legend, girl. You're not a legend. You never won realness. You won hard vogue, girl. That's your category. Vogue and butch. That's your category. Not realness. You never slay realness, Nicole. Who you think you fooling? You ain't fooling me, sweetheart. You got your little heart feeling that lopsided ass. You got your little one titty, and now you think you're real? Girl, you're not real. Get fix your body first, bitch, and then come for me. And that's all I have to say.
Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, baby. No, 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 no. It's just not life. And it's not Iron Man. Don't you go nowhere. You said what you said, and quietly I said. Now, being that you wanted to read like that, and I just read you as a ballroom, I'm going to read you, you rock. I'm going to read you, pussy. You know you got no fucking business even getting on this fucking phone. Like, you can talk. Shut the fuck up and let me speak. I let you speak. Shut up and let me speak, pussy. Let me tell these girls about you. Let me speak. Oh, God. Kelly, I'm not going to do this. Your girlfriend, no. She can't speak because I'll tell the truth. I'll tell the truth, Kelly. Your girlfriend is still talking.
You will never let me
talk for
me.
Miss Pussy.
Hold on.
I was so quiet when you thought you had the show. Pussy, I was so quiet. I'm hanging out.
That dress was $20.
Hey, hold on, you had your time.
That dress was
$20. You're not cut off. She didn't cut you off. Nicole, go ahead.
She's never going to let me speak because she's upset as hell. I'm laughing at her. Look, she's still talking, and she barely can talk. It sounds like she can't read. The way she's talking, I'm gagging. And you're 45 years old. You got fucking nerves even thinking about saying something. You run over me already. I made it clear that I had to come for you. What the fuck are you putting your hair up against your phone for to get up here and think that you're reading me, pussy? You want to read? Pussy, you know we're supposed to be factual, right? You know I'm a factual girl. You know they know my business. Let's tell them yours. Do you want to read, pussy?
What business we know about you?
Pussy!
What business we know
don't
about you?
You want to fucking read. That's all
Nicole,
I'm asking you.
Nicole,
you went too
Nicole,
far. Nobody's getting a knife. Nobody's getting what Melvin could do. Nobody cares. But you went there, let's go here, pussy. You sit up in this motherfucking room all day long on the fucking internet, cruising cop, dummy. You wait for your fucking check as you sit on the internet. BGC, Adam for Adam, boy this. You call around people to ask about dick. You a miserable fucking dick queen with nothing but hair, girl. Your back look like you bitch. 450. If I wear a size 12, well, that's still not big enough for your back. What are you saying? How many queens have you manipulated to suck their dick? How many people have you destroyed?
Oh, let's see how that happened, honey.
Oh, she stood up. Because she get on this phone, you read me, you think you reading down. You're not being factual, though. Let's tell these people the truth. Let's tell them the truth, Arden. Let's tell them the truth.
Chronicle, you're live on the Enemy Tech Show.
Oh, my God. Such a show, Lord. I'm so heated.
What's up, Miss Queequee?
For all you people on the message board, that's not La Cha Cha or La Cuckoo, whatever you're writing. It's LAQUIQUI.
And the reason you haven't heard of me is because y'all stay in your little cities and are closed up, bitch. I'm global, okay? Check my record. Google me, bitch, okay? That's all y'all can do. G-O-O-G-L-E. Okay, I got my life, my sins across the board. You raggedy bitches ain't seen shit. And for you, let that argument go because it's not that serious. You obviously read the bitch, and she hung up very quickly. So you go ahead with yourself.
Okay, thank you.
She thought she did a show, and to all of y'all listeners, wait a minute, baby, because I'm about to get off this phone. She thinks she did a show. To y'all, Ms. Rahees, and all of y'all listeners, this is Will Be Took. I will speak the truth. I'm the truth. I will tell the truth. The truth is, put her head to the back, all the way to the back, and I'll do my same, and it will speak for herself. That's it. Let Miss Pussy know she done did something she should not have done, because I'm not scared of that bitch.
Keisha, you're live on the recap show.
Oh, I'm speechless. Nicole. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kelly. How about
you? I never run nowhere. I'm right here. I don't run.
Oh.
Ain't nobody can say nothing about me where I'm running. But I want somebody to tell me why her kids and these people are always telling me all she do all her life is cruise dick and use her testosterone. That's what the fuck I want to know. Why she's sitting here reading and going out and nobody even know who she is. She's 45 years old. What part, what page? I don't understand.
Nicole.
Don't Nicole me. Nobody, nothing. When I got on this call, didn't I say it is not shade?
I
think that we just blah, blah, blah. La, 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 la. Miss Pussy wants to read like that. She's angry. She
Nicole.
Read the day I said something about her. She's
Nicole.
Upset. What's wrong with you, girl?
Nicole.
I'm here. Speak.
Are you legendary?
I've been that.
Okay, you have kids.
But that's
right?
Not the issue. I'm not meaning about that. I'm
Nicole,
not arguing about that. That's how I'm arguing.
Making a point. Your mother, right?
Ben.
Okay.
Before I became ballroom, I have a 10-year-old
daughter.
Okay.
There you go. You have kids that are look up to you. You have people that see you. You have kids in other houses that look up to you.
Hello. Yes, I'm back on.
What example are you trying to set to these kids who are listening, Nicole?
I said ballroom realness.
I understand.
I said we on the floor. Said anything about
Nicole,
Pussy. She went off and read like crazy.
I understand.
That's all
but
I said.
Nicole, when it comes personal, these kids, everybody's listening. Then it becomes personal. You know what I'm saying? We got people that look up.
Hold on. I know who you are, but hold on. Number one, get it, baby. I'm 39, sweetheart. And baby,
but see, I'm not going to read with you because you a liar. You are a liar, and the truth ain't in you. You are the demon. You a fucking demon. You serve these children, and you're still here. I'm gagging. Sit the fuck down and go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, Melvin. I'm sick of you.
Nobody know you, girl. Nicole, come on, they felt sorry for you. They made you a con, girl. Come on, you was an icon. James even didn't see you, bitch. You could be there on the radio show, bitch.
Listen, what are you talking about, James? What do James got to do with this? Why you have? Look at you. You so 39 and you're still calling out cards. Listen, girl. I'm Pussy. You know what? I respected you until this day, girl. You don't want to go back to jail because that's what you would have to do to fuck with me, girl. Okay? I ain't never been scared of none of y'all bitches, and I never will. You have no more respect for me, Melvin. That's that. Suck my dick and kick rocks.
$20 record. You have your top sandals on with those big motherfucking body rubber toes sticking out of your fucking shoes, bitch. Look at fear, bitch.
Tony, my mom, the icon, you're live on the air.
Yeah, come on now, girl. Get over it, girl. You look fierce.
Tony, you're live on the air.
And hello, Kelly.
Yes, you're on the air, Tony.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
And Nicole, and I mean, Pussy, I would have to say this to you. I think James is on here talking, making a lot of sense. He got back on here being very rude and being very disrespectful to James. One thing I would have to say this. That what you're doing, Pussy, is uncalled for, it's unnecessary, If you supposed to be a legendary person, what you acting right now is
Tony,
like a new
Tony, Tony, listen, Tony, no. You know,
pussy,
I ain't going to let you whip that
pussy,
bag. Listen, Tony. Tony,
pussy,
I'm going to let you
pussy,
talk,
pussy,
but listen, Tony.
Pussy,
this been going
pussy,
on. Hold on. This shit been going
pussy,
on since
pussy,
the ball
pussy,
this
pussy,
time
pussy, pussy, pussy,
this
pussy,
shit been going on since
pussy,
time
pussy,
ball. This retarded coke-headed bitch.
Pussy,
lost
pussy,
her fucking mind. Oh, a
pussy,
fucking fat coaching. Oh, a fat, I want to listen to it. Oh, a
Nicole, 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 don't say anything to her.
Monique. And she still walk around with Nathan ID.
Oh my goodness.
Only the 78 people that's on the phone live and the people that called it can still hear the show. And the people in the chat room can't hear the show anymore. But all the people that's on the phone live can still hear y'all talking. So anybody that thinks that y'all got to
get... They can hear the show. They can hear it. They can hear it. They say it on the computer. They still can hear it.
Can y'all in the chat room still hear the show? Can the girls in the chat room still hear the show?
Yeah.
Oh, they say yes. They can still hear the show. They're still on in the chat room. But for everybody that's out there, honey, that thinks that y'all got to get this on the iCarbs, the show has been over for 5 minutes. So everything that y'all just heard in this last 5 minutes, y'all won't get. Y'all only get the last 2 hours, honey. I don't know why y'all dumb fucking bitches wait into the last motherfucking 5 minutes to call into the show, mistake. Everybody that's out there that's on the phone lines and listening on the radio show, mistake. If y'all gonna call into the show, y'all gonna make it hot. Y'all gotta give me a 15 minutes notice, mistake, so I can book an extra hour, mistake. Oh, no, I don't have 2.5 hours. Well, everybody's saying they can still hear the show in the chat room. So I don't know. Tony is not on the phone lines anymore. Y'all had him hang up. Nicole Don hung up. I don't know, honey. But baby.
She knows she's going to hang up because she knows the truth, honey. She knows she speaks the motherfucking truth. Bitch, you a motherfucking liar. What have you ever won in realness, bitch? Stop fucking lying, bitch. You never won realness. If you won realness, I must have been locked up in prison, bitch. But back in the early 90s, bitch, they still laugh at your motherfucking hard ass like they laughing at you now, bitch. All that work.
Lisa, Nicole is not on the phone line anymore. Nicole hung up off the phone line.
Yeah, because she knew. Nathan knew she was going to hang up. She would have called my boy name out. Yeah, bitch, my name is Melvin. And we all clearly got boy names. But the key word is go get a change, you stupid lady bitch. How the fuck you going to be a mother of a house and still got you walking around with a boy named Nathan?
Money. This is Rodney.
Yes.
Question for you. So did you think that it was... I mean, well, based on your emotions, I guess you did feel like it was personal. But from when I was listening to Nicole, it just felt like it was just a rivalry that you went over her.
No,
and
Rodney, Rodney, let me tell you. It's been going on. Let me say, ever since the past I sat her down, this bitch, let me tell you how the bitch is so cracked out of her mind. When the ball was over, I'm outside, standing outside and with somebody. My phone rings. It's Nicole calling me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what?
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, you know, her deep, manly voice. Oh, really? You went over me? I'm like, Nicole, it's just a gay function. So what? Oh, but you're not real than me. I was like, all right, Nicole. You're not even going to argue. You know, I just been having a good time at the ball. And I got home. I really had to think about it. I'm like, did this bitch really call me? Did she really call me with some fat shit? So then I went around. People was coming up to me. Oh, Nicole is mad because she won. So it's been going on for a while. But, you know, I paid it no mind. Because to me, you know, Rodney, you know me. This fat shit don't mean shit to me. It really don't. I live my life as cunt every day. Okay, when I go to Miami, I put on Collins Avenue. That tall nigga ain't going to Collins Avenue. The most she'll do go to is an after-hours spot to get high. That's the further she'll go is to the after-hours spot or to a gay club. Bitch, I go on vacation every year to straight shit. I do straight shit daily. That nigga got nerves coming on here trying to read me. And like I said, bitch, if I did grow a beard, bitch, honey, I could come to the ball with a full-grown beard and still look more cut than your hard-looking ass, bitch, because your face don't look feminine at all. It don't look like a girl face, period. Bitch, her face don't look like a girl face with a bang and without a bang. I don't give a fuck. And evidently, I think that's why the maybe why Shannon left the house, because Shannon didn't see it either, honey. Shannon saw what I saw, a big, tall-ass nigga. And I think that's why Shannon really left the house of cards, okay, because she didn't see it either. And nobody won't see that shit. She's a motherfucking big-ass clown trying to walk. She better stick with Vogan. That's what she's good for, Vogan on the floor like a hard nigga. But that realness shit, she should leave the fuck alone. It's not for everybody. And it's not for her at all. The bitch is too tall. Her feet is too big. Her voice is too deep. Give it up. Like I said, the bitches like JJ with Surge and with Harbo Surge, JJ from Good Time. That's a bitch look like. And that's all I have to say. She can never come read me. Bitch, you can never read me. Bitch, I run over 50, 60 trophies. Andre could vouch for that. From day one, I never got chopped for realness. As long as I've been watching Walking Realness, Drag Realness, Two Film Queens, I never got chopped. Maybe for Bogan, yeah. But never for motherfucking realness. This bitch never won realness back in the day. I can name all the girls who used to win realness back in the day. It was never Nicole. But she sit up here and lie to y'all people on motherfucking blog talk like she's fab. That nigga ain't fab. And that nigga will never be fab. She will never be fab. Like I said, that don't fuck my brain up. The cook don't fuck my brain up.
And then when she
rang
me, I was quiet. What's up? What's wrong with
me? You know what she said, see? The bitch is crazy.
Honey.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Rodney.
Oh, no, I just had that question for you. Was it
I told Nicole, she just called me. She called her brother that's at my house. And I told her I wasn't going to call in. But to me, that fat shit, I'm going to call in to put that sassy shit. Because to me, that's been enough. She's going to try it still. As I told her, bitch, I wasn't going to call in. There's no reason for me to call in. There's no reason. I know I'm realer than that motherfucking
Nicole
nigga.
Nicole is fat. Nicole is not coming back on. Hold on. I have a call, Artie. 301-347, you're live on the air?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly? This is Harold. Hey, Rob.
What's going on?
What's going on, Harold?
What's going on, y'all, all right? I didn't even know y'all still on. I came on like 30 minutes ago.
Hey, Harold.
What's going on? How you doing, honey?
Okay.
I just wanted to call, and I'm not speaking directly to you, pussy, but I do want to say this. I know I missed the first part of the show, and I know that when I came on, Kelly was kind of talking about something about the respect level of femininity. And, I know stuff happens, you know, have personal gripes, whatever the case, but when it gets to a point and y'all publicly start disrespecting each other to this degree, then how do you think outsiders or even younger people are going to look at y'all in a particular light to, you know,
allow
y'all?
You know what, Harold? She's, you know, Harold, actually, she started it. And then, number one, she put my name, she started calling me Melvin. Which I don't care.
We don't care,
boy names. I mean, we all got nigga names, so really irrelevant. But that doesn't hurt
me. But I'm saying, but
pussy, then
she's 45.
You know, this
pussy,
you ain't nothing.
Hold on a second. You've evolved to a woman beyond that. You know what? And,
yes.
and when it comes down to it, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, you know, you have to look at her and say to her, you know, I'm the better woman. She has to look at you if she feel like, you know, you're wrong. Then she has to say, you know, I'm a woman beyond that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just hate to see, you know what I'm saying, y'all take it to this level and then other people get the wrong perception and then they feel like, you know, as young butch queens, that they can call y'all out y'all name or call y'all, you know, by what was your government name and stuff like that.
Well, actually,
you know
I think
what I'm
the young butch queen would do that to me. They know already. I'll be back in Attica. If a butch queen ever disrespect me like they disrespect her, they know I'll be back in Attica because I'm never there to stick a motherfucker in their motherfucking stomach. Never. You see, that's why a lot of motherfucking butch queens walk around with canes now because I stabbed them in their motherfucking stomach. I'm the wrong bitch to fuck with. I'm the wrong bitch. I'm not worried about no young butch queen disrespecting me like they disrespect her. But it's the point, though. You know, when I got on, I was not going to even read Nicole. There is no reason. I know I'm fatter than her. I know I'm realer than her. I've been out longer than her. But when she want to put my boy name out there, just because everybody know her boy name is Nathan, I mean, because that's disrespectful. And number one, I wasn't even going to get down and dirty like that. We were talking about realness. That's it. You know, she started this whole bullshit. I have no time for that. Like she said, I will be 40. I'll be 40 July 22nd. Okay, she was 30, what, 36, whatever she is. She just be femme queen, and Lord knows she did a horrible job doing it, but she ain't doing it the correct way. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna read her. She's a read herself. She's a read her motherfucking self.
Hey, check this out, pussy. At this point, why don't you just like, you know, just you know, you done made your point. You know what I'm saying? Get off the phone with it, and just, you know, why even be frustrated? You know what I'm saying? Now you have
no
whole
night
frustrated.
I'm not getting frustrated. You know why? I got this whole shit a joke to me. Lord, she gonna try to be no fool and try to put her hands on me, honey, because she love her life. She better not try to take it to another level and want to fight me, because the nigga will lose her motherfucking life. And I'm keeping it real. So I hope she better keep it as a joking matter and let's laugh about it. And say, okay, I read you, you read me, and keep it like that. So she take it to another level. Baby, Melvin will come the fuck out.
All right. Well,
and she don't want Melvin to come the fuck out. And that's all I'm motherfucking saying. And I ain't going to say no more. I'm not going to say no motherfucking more. Enough is enough.
I do want to call in. Pussy, you have a good night. Kelly, have a good night. Rodney, hit me up when you can, and hopefully I see y'all all this weekend.
Susan, stop, baby. No, Susan, no, why? Susan, I ain't going to stop because I'm sick of tired.
I'm 267-704 for the air of the recap show. How you doing, caller? 267-407, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. But on that note, baby, honey, pussy, I'll see you this weekend, honey. Rodney, say goodnight to the girls. Get up out of here.
Good night, Blog Talk. I had a blast. You guys have a great one. I'll see you at my daughter's
ball. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club, whatever bus station or train station you pick somebody up in, please make sure you do practice safe sex. Because the life you save will be your own. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night on What the Fuck Tuesdays. Let's get it out of here.
Nah, come on.